This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine, every week from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. It's your station, and once again, thank you to everyone who donated and joined and rejoined at Radiothon. We had a fantastic result. I'm not sure whether it was our best ever, but it was certainly up there with some of the best ever. I'm sure we'll be talking about that over the next few weeks. I'm Macca, and I'm joined by Lindsay. And look, we have a bit of an interesting subject for you today. Ryan Morello is here. He's a case manager at Berry Street Foster Care. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
Now, Berry Street, is that originally, I'm of an age where I remember it was probably called the Berry Street Babies Home.
That's it.
In East Melbourne there. Originally started? Oh, cool.
Yep.
Well, there we go. Now I've got a bit of context I can remember. Now, there's one of the, I suppose one of the things that there's always a demand for foster parents, isn't there?
Definitely.
And whilst in most Australian jurisdictions, it might be all, I'm not sure, gay couples can't adopt. Yeah. They can in some instances where there's a child from a previous relationship,
yeah,
etc. But in terms of adopting a, let's call it a new baby,
yeah,
they can't. But foster parenting is different, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, Berry Street, sort of, we work with children, sort of babies up until 18. So we have obviously a massive range, and we look for foster parents to have kids for short-term respite, so weekends, short emergency overnight, and obviously can look into long-term as well, depending on what obviously they're looking to do. So there's a whole range of things that people can do with it. It's not, I guess it's not just one thing with the foster.
So it can be short term.
Yeah.
It can be longer term. And we hear that, you know, a lot of kids have been in a foster parent, foster home environment for pretty much all of their life, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and they can be, yeah.
So orphanages as such do they still exist?
No, I don't know that.
Mm.
No,
so I haven't heard.
Mm.
I haven't for ages heard. I haven't even heard the word orphanage. I have to ask. So, you know, like, I'm a little bit like Mac, and when we used to drive past the Berry Street home, my mother, I'd say, "Oh, what's that place there?" And she'd say, "That's where naughty girls go." Yeah. So
she was talking about you, Linda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely,
that was a warning.
It was a warning. The organisation has obviously been there for a very long time. What's the history? How long have you been in operation?
So, 1877.
Good God.
Yeah, and so now, I mean, originally, yes, it was the baby's home, whereas now sort of the programs that we run are, you know, we sort of have an adolescent support team. We have an intensive case management service. We have the foster care, like the home-based care team. So it's certainly, and there's always sort of new programs coming up, and I guess depending on the areas that we're in, to what we respond to as well. So it's continually growing and looking at what else we can do to help the community.
So how do you get babies? Do you order them on the net? How do you keep up?
There is a secret
shop. And don't look at me like that, Macca.
How do you keep your stock level high?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, look, unfortunately, it's something where there are always kids that we need to look at finding placements for. And I mean, even clients that we have, we can have emergency breakdowns at any time. So, yeah, things can just break down straight away, and then you have to look at finding a new placement and housing a child for the night to then sort it out the next day. And yeah, so it's more that, you know, having a bank of people would be ideal, because, yeah, it's sort of like scraping the bottom of the barrel at times, trying to find somewhere for a child to go, which is really difficult.
I have actually, a friend of mine has a gay couple who were friends first. They're actually on the same, they were on the same level in her apartment block. And these two guys adopted two adolescent boys that they came from a home that was, you know, both parents were drug addicted. I would hate these two gay men to be my parents because they are so absolutely strict, like it's homework and then it's, you know, off to play basketball, then it's home. And I think they have an hour free time. But that is a very organised life for these guys. And, of course, there has been difficulties.
Yeah.
In a situation, and they are very good parents. I'm not taking that away from these kids have just, you know, they're on fire now with life. Is there a vetting process at all when people come to you and say, well, look, you know, we'd like to be foster parents?
Yeah. So there's a lot of training that gets done. There's a lot of sort of information sessions. And what happens is foster carers through Berry Street are allocated their own case manager. So, with a child, the child will have a case manager and then the carers will have a case manager. So, they always have somebody who's there to support them through the entire experience.
But not necessarily the same. Would they be different case,
different case managers? Yeah. Right. So, you've got different people representing each party, which is really important, especially when there's issues that come up. But there's, you know, there's training, there's info sessions, in-depth training. And I mean, the feedback we've had from our carers is that they feel supported by the program. They love the program. They feel it meets, you know, their needs as best as possible. And we also do a lot around, I guess, explaining to carers where these kids are coming from in regards to their trauma history, so that it's not, you know, a big secret when they come in about issues that may come up.
If you have a question, of course, if you have a question for Ryan, you can SMS us 0427 joy 949. You can email onair@joy.org.au or you can tweet us at SatMagJoy 949.
Now, Ryan, I've seen an ad on TV. I haven't seen it recently, though, and it was about becoming a foster parent. There were these images of, you know, people taking out kids for ice creams and stuff like that, and it all looks really nice and fluffy. However, these kids sometimes do come from very troubled backgrounds, I should say. When you're training people to, you know, as foster parents, there must be an awful lot that you need to put into that training with regards to that, because I know that in a situation I would just collapse, you know, if the child played up or ran in front of a car or something. When it comes to instances like that, you'd have to really look at where that child was going.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely about looking at the child and the carers and trying to obviously get an ideal match. And I mean, that's not always possible, but you know, you always hope that where you're putting that child is going to be a positive experience for them. And you know, but it's more about, you know, having carers who will understand and are willing to understand where this child's come from and then sort of willing to stick it out, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I know gay couples who have fostered, I think three, can single gay people foster as well?
Yep, anyone. So, and I guess that's why we've done this campaign, because I think a lot of people have sort of, you know, the wrong idea about it. But basically anyone can foster, because it can be like a short term. You could have a kid just for the weekend, you know, you can have them for a week on the school holidays. You can have them overnight. So it's really like single couple, like basically anyone, you know. You don't have to live in a house and have a white picket fence to do it. So,
because apart from, I suppose, meeting the criteria to become a foster parent, there's no discrimination at all in terms.
No.
Now, the other factor is that you have to consider, I suppose, in this process is the physical environment as well. That, you know, the child has to have, you know, like good accommodation, reasonable accommodation, and things like their schooling and all this has to be covered off, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there are, you know, we can work around that, like, you know, living in a different area to where they go to school. Like, there's always things that we can do to help support that. It's not, we definitely don't rule things out because of reasons like that. We'll rather look at placing that child and then supporting that placement.
Mm. So, are there more kids in need of fostering than there are foster parents
always.
Or individuals? Yeah.
Yep. Always.
What sort of the, you know, is there a, as a percentage, is there 50% more than what you can
place? I don't know a percent, but a couple of weeks ago we had 5 placement breakdowns on a Friday. So you can imagine what the office was like on that day.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was quite hard. Yeah.
Bedlam, to say the very least. So when you were sort of approaching the gay community, I have to ask because, you know, I know there'd be people out there they're listening that have probably considered it.
Yeah.
What would be, you know, when you're considering, what would you say to them would be the major consideration before you actually take that next step?
I would just say, I mean, if you're willing to open your home and just, I guess, to help these kids and just support, you know, these kids, then just do it. Like, it's not, yeah, it's something definitely that anyone can do and it can be a really positive experience.
Mm, what about Macca and myself? Do you reckon we could put us on the books?
I think it'd be amazing. I'll have someone call you on Monday.
Now, one question some people are probably thinking, there are costs associated with raising a child and I'm thinking more probably long-term fostering. Is there any assistance, you know, from either your organisation or from state or federal government, or is there some assistance available?
Yeah, they do. So our carers do, like, get carer payments and reimbursements and things like that. So they're supported, you know, part of that payment is, like, their education allowance, health allowance. So there's definitely that support there. And, I mean, we can always ask for more money.
Of course. Now, we have had a message which isn't specifically about fostering, but it says, you'll be very pleased about this, Ryan. It says, Ryan, you sound hot. Can I have your number? There you go.
Ask one of my co-workers, I'll kill them.
Yes. Well, have a look at the SMS number. You might actually know it. But look, just before we go, if anyone is interested in this, they contact berrystreet.org.au.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's information on the website.
Yep.
And we'd actually encourage them. It's a really great thing, and it's one way to contribute to a better community that we all live in.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely.
So thanks very much, Ryan.
Harris, and thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with this campaign. I hope you end up with lots and lots of new kids. How many more new ones, new parents would you like to get from this?
Ideally, 100. No, 100,000. Every single person who can do it, call.
Fantastic. And do that because, you know, the thing is, you know, we're talking about, you know, marriage equality, et cetera, and so forth. And you know, so many people out there that, you know, are getting married to have children and all the rest of it. This is another way to actually, you know, support kids and also, you know, basically get what you want and also help the community.
Yep.
Fantastic work.
Definitely. Thank you.
Well done. Keep
Thanks
it up.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in on Saturday. I'm sure you're busy. That was Ryan Morello from Berry Street Foster Care. And as I said, berrystreet.org.au. You're on Saturday Magazine with Lindsay and Macca. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.